And the fact that Jesus is wearing this kingly diadem, like the song says, bring forth the royal diadem. The word is diadem, which is the crown of a king, but not just an ordinary king. He's wearing, I believe this crown has 153 crowns. You say, 153? Where you got that number from? That's really all the nations of the world according to God's language. Not 200 nations like UN says. 153. My. 17 multiplied by 9. Notice that number 9. When Jesus comes back, he's bringing an end to this age. 17 is the victorious number. 17 things cannot separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, in Romans 8, 10 and 7. You can check that out. So, why is he wearing this kingly crown, a star-studded crown, or this tiara? Because the kingdoms of this world are to become whose? The kingdom of our Lord and his Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Guess what? You and I are candidates to wear the crown of thorns now and face rejection and isolation and contradiction and whatnot. But fear not. Take up your cross and follow the Lamb. And in due time, God will exalt you and reward your diligence and make you an overcomer or a victor. And he will give you a part in his kingdom to be an ambassador of that kingdom, to rule and reign with him, even as he said to the church at Laodicea, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me, where? In my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. God bless you. We could go another hour. I know you can take it, but I'm going to be merciful to you. Tomorrow, I'm going to announce what we will look at. Now, I don't claim to have all the light on it, but I've been in this for many, many years. For homework, read Revelation 10, the mighty messenger with a rainbow on his head and a little book in his hand open. And one foot is on the land and the other foot is on the sea. And he's going to shout as a lion, who is this? And what is this message of Revelation 10 all about? If we're close to the end, that part of the book of Revelation has to be opened up to God's people in this time. I'm going to venture into it by his grace and give you as much as I see, not claiming in any way to exhaust it, but to show you how God is bringing things to a finality. Hallelujah. And take your time. Don't be in a hurry. If possible, read it several times. It's a short chapter. And we may stay on it until Sunday night. I don't know. And if we don't have to stay in it for that length of time, we will see what else the Lord will give to us. I've been praying as to what to leave with you saints this time. And I'm glad that God is alerting us. We are approaching a transition period. And he doesn't want us to be caught off guard as we were on September the 9th, 2001. And God is about to do some new things. And before they spring forth, he tells us of them. So bless you for coming tonight. I'm so glad that he showed grace to the woman of Shunem who ministered to Elisha and was ministered to in return. And her inheritance was not lost. And God wants us to have that same spirit of discernment and hospitality and kindness towards others, and to let us all remember we're laborers together with God. We're part of the army of God. Let us do good. to all who are of the household of faith. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Why? For in due season we will reap, if we faint not. May you cause this to be so, Lord, for this precious group of your people in this area of Florida, that they will indeed know that you